Clarity and alignment, they said, these are values we hold in esteem. Correct. However, let's unpack to ensure we are beyond buzzwords and trend talk. What is clarity? What is alignment? And of these two, obviously, clarity first. Obviously, you won't know what the hell you're aligning to without clarity, or even who or what it is that is aligning to whatever that is. Clarity, our pilot, will take three vectors. First, transparency. Second, objectivity. And third, attention. Now, what is transparency? Unveiling of what is, the substance itself needs to be clearly seen in actuality. Otherwise, there is hardly clarity, there is simply hallucinations that we are probing. Second, objectivity is the absence of your subjective agenda that distorts your perception. You simply look at things for what they are, as they are, without you meddling with their interpretation. And third, attention. You really actually need to be there and pay attention to all that is. Otherwise, you will get a partial view. You will be missing much, and other things will be highlighted because of your refractions, your distorted attention. So that's clarity in its nutshell. Second in line, we have alignment. Alignment begins with recollection, then reflection, then adaptation. Of these three vectors into alignment, recollection, literally, we are recollecting the field, we are capturing the system, the environment, in its full spectrum. Then, and only then, can we begin to reflect what is. And with that reflection, if we battle the image in the mirror, we are not getting there. We need to be fluid, adaptive, free of a hardline stance, free of fixations, and only then will we be able to actually align with whatever it is that needs to be aligned with at any given time. With all of this, we're looking at the concept of being present in the middle. Now, what is this middle party between the extremes of left and right, up and down, top and bottom? Now, that is simply another extreme calling for its contrast. Middle actual is absolutely nowhere at all. The middle is empty. You cannot feel the middle with your contents and with your assertions. This middle is not a place that is fixed in time and space, that we shall plant our flag in there. This is the middle ground. No, the middle is forever fluid. The middle is nothing, and the middle is nowhere at all. And the middle is everywhere. In between polarization, between need and want, between desire and aversion, between past and future, in the present, the middle is elusive, but the middle needs to be captured anew at every time in the ever-changing flux of time. That is the middle. Middle is fluid. Middle is adaptive. Here and there, middle manifests as the product of these two. Middle is nothing unto itself. It is the ever in between. And that is where we, as the mirror of polarities, as the reconcilers, harmonizers, and even streamliners, position ourselves. Adaptive in the middle of all things, without consideration or concern as to us are persona or role. We are simply mediators in the middle. And in that absolute middle, there is no room for cognitive bias, for distortions. Whenever distortions happen, you fall from the middle to one side or the other. In that absolute middle, there is not even space for you, the subject persona, as a fixed entity. You must resign if you wish to operate in service of the absolute middle. You cannot reflect when you project so hard as to blind yourself from what is. Then halt your projections, halt your subjective will. Become the mirror in service of the collective. You have to be the counterpart, born of necessity. You cannot be anything else in the absolute middle. You flow as whatever the environment demands. You become that, and with your works accomplished, you unbecome that. You do not start squatting there. You do not build a house there. You operate, you withdraw. Holograms, that's all we are in the middle. Then what is it that I gain in the middle, should I become the absolute middleman? The you who seeks to gain needs to resign, needs to race into oblivion and be done with the subjective wanting, wishing and willing. That is the corrupter of all things. Instead, when you are nothing, you gain everything. You gain the balance, the well-being, the reconciliations, the harmonizations of all things, of all people, of all beings, of all environments, everything. Become everything by becoming nothing. That is the simple formula to a life in the middle. Beyond that, there is no middle. There is simply a different kind of bias. We'll leave it there and see what comes.